The Spiritual Seeker's Guide to Happiness, written by Jane Warren Campbell, formerly known as Roshana. Essay 14, Being in the Light. And so we say to you, dear humans, you are in a time of transformation back to the lighter way of being. And so being in the light not only makes you brighter, it also makes you lighter. As you transform into a less dense physical being, you will also find that the heavy burdens of the past will also transform. As you come to a greater understanding of what is important in life, you will also realize that a lot of the pain and despair that came with the old paradigm will disappear. Everything is changing in your world. There is no choice but to change along with it. Many of you are understanding the need for change, but not understanding the how. You realize that part of your life is simply not working. But what do you do differently to allow life to flow more easily? What do you do to release the density from the body? You release the emotions that are from the past. The emotions that are heavy literally hold the body in the third dimension. This time of transition is one into the fourth dimension and then into the fifth. And yet, you cannot rise up, so to speak, when you are holding the heavy emotions of the past in the physical body. For those of you who do not realize, the emotions are stored in the body. They appear as illness when the burden has become heavy enough for that to manifest. They also appear as resistance to certain ideas or way of being. For example, you may think you want a loving partner in your life, but you truthfully resist allowing someone in. It is not a cruel cosmic joke that you would ask for love and it not appear. It is a resistance based on emotions from the past stored in the cells as a memory. Therefore, it is required that those emotions be released and you heal those feelings in order to allow a new experience into your current reality. This is what we refer to when we talk about releasing the burdens that will allow your physical being to become lighter, which also means more full of light. For you see, beloveds, light is the key. Light is love, in a sense. The love of the Creator comes on a ray of light. Just as darkness is dense, love is light. When you make room in the heart for light to enter, you will find your body changing. You will find your life changes as if by magic. As you release the burdens of the past and allow yourself to become a new person, everything you see in your world changes. This is the challenge of these times. You must forget who you were in order to be who you are. You are a new human on this earth. Your biology is different. Look at the children of today. They are different as well. The children of the new millennia are born with a crystalline biology. What do crystals do? They retain and relay information. That is why these children are so knowing. That is why children who are barely 2 years old have a great vocabulary and are learning to count in the alphabet. They come in wiser and they do not forget what they know like humans did when their bodies were carbon-based. This is the magnificence of these times. And so you may look to the children and their way of being to learn how to be lighter, lighter in the heart, less burdened, and more radiant. For those of you who are feeling that life is too challenging to endure, we say to you that you must allow yourself to change. When you resist this new way of being, you will only draw hardship to yourself. The first step is healing the wounds of the past. We cannot say this too often. Without releasing the old wounds out of the body, you will not be able to fly. It is like a hot air balloon with the basket full of heavy boulders. It cannot lift off the ground until those boulders are thrown out of the basket. The more rocks that are thrown out, the lighter it becomes. The balloon will not rise if only two or three rocks are removed. Most of the rocks need to be thrown out in order for the balloon to find the freedom of rising into the skies. And once it floats up, it has a much broader view of the world. It allows an overview of what is below, a great perspective for moving forward. And so, dear ones, we use this analogy for you to see the weight that is your hidden emotions. Search them out and release them to the heavens for transformation. Once you do, you fly closer to the sun. And flying closer to the sun does not destroy you. It enriches you. The sun is the source of life. The sun is the source of light on this planet. The closer you get to that source of light, the closer you are to your true essence. Now is the time to release yourself into that light. And once you lighten the burden of those outdated, outmoded emotions, you are able to fly into joy. There is great joy and peace and contentment on the other side of this work you are doing to change into a light being. There is great understanding of the truth of who you are. There is great trust in the way of it and what that means to the human existing on Earth. Let us give you a taste of what humans will be a few generations from now. You will be communicating through your thoughts. You will be creating with your thoughts. You will think apple, and an apple will appear before you. You will be loving each other unconditionally, because you will know that love is all there is. There will be no fighting among nations. Only peace will reside within your hearts, and therefore upon your planet. You will understand your connection to all that is. You will have deep appreciation for all that this beautiful planet is. You will feel your connection to nature and exist in harmony with it. You will manage your weather patterns, not only out of your needs, but out of the needs of the planet. You will speak in communion with the animals and the plant kingdom. You will come together in communities of love, sharing what you have freely and receiving what others have to offer with great gladness. Life will be a continuous bliss of harmony, for even the seeming hardship that arises will be accepted with a deep wisdom that appreciates all experiences. This is the life that awaits you, dear ones. You are almost there. If this life sounds like one you wish to be living, then it is time to do the work to allow yourself to get there. Open your heart to loving yourself. This is the foundation of all love. Yours is not a task of saving the world. You must restore yourself, and then your work in the greater world will begin. We can honestly say that the majority of those reading these pages will benefit from more releasing. Clean out the basket. The balloon is your heart. If it is heavy, it cannot fly. Release and clear so that you can be a part of the great new earth that awaits. She is here to support you and love you. She is waiting patiently, your earthly mother. She does not want to leave anyone behind as she rises into the light of the kingdom of the Creator. Heed these words and do the work so that you may rise up with humanity into the grace of the higher dimensions of existence. All of creation awaits you there, and so it is.